I'm going to change the topic a little bit today. I mentioned we're going to talk about in-laws. I decided to wait till the following shiur to talk about in-laws because the halachas of honoring step-parents and siblings are really learned out from the same source. I figured I'd talk about that first, and then Mirz Hashem, in 2 weeks, we'll go through the halachas of honoring in-laws. So take a look at number one, the Gemara in Ksubas, Staff Kuf Gimel. The Gemara says that when Rebbe was dying, he gave a list of rules, his will of what he wanted people to do after he died. So he says, Tanir Rabbanan, B'shas P'tiras Hashir Rebbe, when Rebbe died, Amar Levanai Anitzarach, he says, I need my children. He asked his children to come around him while he was in bed. Nichnesu Banav Etzlo, and all his children entered into the room. Amar Lehem, he says to them, and he gave the following orders. Number one is, Hizharu B'chvod Imchem. Please be careful and respect your mother carefully. We'll go through the rest of them, but that's going to be our focus. Nerya Dalak Bim Komo, there should be a candle lit in his place, meaning like a Yartai candle when Rebbe dies. Shulchan Ye Aruch Bim Komo, the table should always be set. The Gemara goes on to say that Rebbe used to come back after he died. He came back every Shabbos, whatever that means exactly, for a number of, weeks, months, years. A neighbor finally found out what happened, and then he is no longer able to come back anymore. But the table should always be set. Mitate Mutzas Bim Komo, let the bed always be set as well. And then he requested Yosef Chafni, Shimon Ephrasi, who were two of his children, Haim Shimshuni Bechayai, they had served me in my lifetime, Haim Yimshuni Bimosi, they're going to serve me also after I die. Okay, so those are a list of his requests after he died. So the Gemara says, Hizharu Bichod Imchem. What was this mitzvah? He gave them, be careful with honoring your mother. We're talking about Revi and his children. Of course they would honor their mother. Deraisi, the din deraisi. He has to tell them. He doesn't tell them don't steal. He doesn't tell them don't kill. So why is he telling them to honor their mother? The chesiv, it says that mefurish pasuk kaved asavichei vasimecha, honor your father, honor your mother. So what exactly is Rebbe teaching them that they didn't already know? So says the Gemara, eishes of havi. It wasn't their mother. It was their stepmother. Rebbe was married to another woman who was not their mother. It was their stepmother. He's saying, in other words, honor my wife. He's saying, honor your stepmother. That's what he was telling him. So the Gemara says, Eishes Avnami Daraisi. A stepmother, the father's wife, is also a din deraisa. Rebbe's children knew all the halachas midaraisa, you would imagine. Disani, the Braisa says, Kabeit Esavicha Vesimecha. Esavicha, what's the word es coming to include? Zu Eishes Avicha, even a father's wife, who's not your mother, but even a stepmother. Vesimecha, ze bali mecha. So a stepfather, stepmother are implied in the pasuk. What's he telling them that they don't already know? And just once we're darshaning the pasuk of the S comes to clue, esavicha is the stepmother. Esimecha is the stepfather. The extra vav, vi esimecha, what's the vav? Vav yaseir is lerabos es achicha hagadol. To include even the oldest brother, the Bechor, also one has a requirement midiraisa to honor them. So what exactly was Rebbe telling his children when he said to them, honor your mother? So Hani Mila, the Gemara says, Mechaim, that halacha of honoring a stepmother, honoring a stepfather, is only a requirement on a deraisa level when the parent is alive. So when Rebbe was alive, there was a chi of deraisa to honor his wife. Aval le'achar misa, after Rebbe passes away, there is no longer a requirement to honor their stepmother. And he was saying, nonetheless, he was telling the children, please pay respect, show respect to your stepmother even after I die. That's what comes out from the Gemara. So the Shulchan Aruch writes this explicitly, that this is the halacha, number two. He writes this in Hilchos Kibud Av Ve'eim, chayv odom lechabed es eishes aviv. A person must respect his father's wife, his stepmother. Even though it's not his own mother. Only when the father's alive is there a chiv. So to a stepfather, the mother's husband, one must respect. So long as the mother's alive. After either one of them die, there's no requirement to honor a step-parent after one's own parent passes away. Says the Mechaber, Davar hagun l'chabdam af l'achar misa. It's an appropriate thing to show respect anyways to a parent afterwards. You know, a couple months ago, I did a levaya for Ricky Goldschmidt's mother down in Florida. And she was married to someone else. Ricky's father died a few years ago, and his mother remarried someone from Canada. And he was saying that the amount of respect that Ricky's stepbrothers, who were not raised by his mother, but their stepbrothers, their father, it was the family Hofstetter, Rav David Hofstetter, who Dirsch is the one behind that. So Rav David Hofstetter's father remarried Ricky Goldschmidt's mother maybe 15 years ago. And Ricky was saying the amount of respect that his stepbrothers, which are not really stepbrothers because they never lived with each other, but the amount of respect they showed, and they said even after their own father died, Ricky's mother is still living in Canada. Ricky's stepbrothers, which is again, went to visit his mother every single day after their own father died for a few years. They visited his mother every single day. Says the Mechaber, Dover Hogan Lechabdam Af La'achar Misa, to show honor even after one's own father dies, to show respect to the stepmother.
Are there any specifics that you really should perform by honoring your stepmother?
No specifics.
Honor her just the way you would do your own mother.
Exactly, the old mother, exactly. Just the way, giving them food, giving them drink, showing honor, you know, not speaking in front of them, not correcting them, not contradicting them, all those things. So now the Aruch HaShulchan just adds just what we've been saying. If you look at number three, reading just the bold, about le'achar mosam, after they die, one's parent dies, einam chuyv lechabdam, you don't have to show honor to the step parent anymore. Bikomakom davar hagun hu lechabdam gam le'achar misa mosam, and then he just brings a raya, connects the Gemara. Sharei Rabbeinu Hakadosh, that's Rebbe, tziva kein levanav, he commanded his children v'chei nagu kol yirei shemaim, all those who fear Hakadosh Baruch Hu certainly do and should show honor to a step-parent even after their own parent passes away. Oh, we'll get to Avelis in just a second. Very good. Now, number four, this I'm sure happens a lot. We'll get to Avelis in just a second, but the Birkei Yosef, the Chida, asks a very interesting question, which probably is quite practical and happens often in these situations. What happens if a person's own mother, his biological mother, does not want her child showing respect to his stepmother? Right? There's a lot of tension there, obviously. So what's supposed to happen then? The mother says, I don't want you showing honor to that lady. So the Birkei Yosef, which of course is a very uncomfortable thing, but the Birkei Yosef writes in number four, if reading just the bold, Mahu l'chabed eishes aviv b'makom de'ika k'peda de'em. Does one have to show honor to his father's wife if it bothers his own mother, his biological mother? And the Birkei Yosef says, he quotes from a tshuva, herich b'rayos, brings many, many proofs, and he concludes vehela. His conclusion is chayiv lechabed eishes aviv af diimo makpedes. Even if the mother, his biological mother, is bothered by it, one must still show respect to the father's wife. And the reason is because showing respect to a stepmother is not really showing respect to the stepmother. It's showing respect to the father. It comes from the father. So if you disrespect his wife, you're disrespecting one's own father. And for that reason, one has to show respect to the stepmother, even if his own mother is bothered by it.
But isn't that disrespecting their own mother?
We'll say, it's like, we'll see later on, it's as if his mother's saying, don't keep Shabbos. I mean, if the mother tells you, go against the halacha, you don't listen. Eat treif, you don't listen to the mother. So if she says, don't honor that person, that's going against the Torah. Now, if it's, let's say, a conflict, that the mother asks for water and the stepmother asks for water, then the biological mother comes first. But if she's telling you don't respect her, that would be against halacha, and one still must show respect to the stepmother.
Is this also la'achar misa?
Oh, so, exactly. Very good question. La'achar misa, it would not be the case, because la'achar misa, once the father dies, there's no longer chiv to honor the stepmother. It's just a hogan ledover. So in that case, if the mother, the biological mother, is bothered by it, seemingly one should listen to the mother and not show respect. Now, to show disrespect to the stepmother, that's against halacha in general. That's lacking the derech eretz. But to show respect proactively, if the mother doesn't want, then one would not have to, probably shouldn't, show respect to the stepmother if the father already died or they got divorced. Okay, now what about avelis, you ask? Is there any avelis by a stepmother? So take a look at the Pesachei Tshuva, what he writes. Number five, he says, he quotes in the Tshuva Me'ava, Shekasev b'misha meis eishes aviv, a person whose father's wife, in other words, his stepmother, dies, b'chaye aviv, while his father is still alive. So his father now is sitting shiva for his own wife, but it's not your mother. Ditzarech linhog miktsas avelus ad matzai Shabbos harishon. We'll get to what those details are, but there's a practice to keep avelus partially until the first month of Shabbos. Now that could be a full week if the levaya was Sunday, or it could be Friday, it could be half a day. But either way, there should be partial avelus kept till matzai Shabbos. And what's his proof? If you look at the underline here, de'im mishum kvod chama v'chamosa. We'll get to the in-laws of Mirta Hashem in a couple of weeks. But one has to show partial avelus. If a person's spouse is sitting shiva for her parent, so the husband has to show somewhat some level of avelus to that in-law. So says the Pesachei Teshuva, if one has to show partial avelus for a father-in-law or mother-in-law, and the requirement to show honor to an in-law is not really found in a pasuk, but a stepmother is found in a pasuk. So kal v'chomer, if you show some avelus to an in-law, kal v'chomer, one must show respect avelus to a step-parent. So look at that again in the underline. Dimishum kvod chama v'chamoso marin avelus. One does show respect to an in-law. De'eno elasmach ba'alma. There's no real strong source of showing of honor to an in-law. Mikol shekein. How much more so? Kavod eishes aviv. Shumina Torah may es avicha, like we said, that the honor that one must show a step parent is based in the pasuk es avicha, es imecha. So then, kavachomer, there should be partial avelus as well. You don't like this.
Isn't it maybe you're showing respect to your spouse?
Okay, so you're certainly showing respect to the spouse, but the requirement to show respect to the spouse, although it's very important, Shalom Bias, that's not in the Torah as much as one has to respect his own parent. So yes, you have to mechabit ishto yoser megufo, the Gemara says, and the Rambam writes this as well. That's a whole other halacha. But that's not, you're not going to find a halacha of a mitzvah of a kabed is ishto. It doesn't exist. It's part of relationships, but it's not the same level. Either way, even if there is a chiv deraisa to show honor to the respect to one's wife, the extension to her parents is not rooted in the Torah. As opposed to the extension of a father, his wife, or a mother's husband, that is rooted in the Torah, so it has greater credence. So again, if you have to have a velus for an in-law, kavachomer, there should be some level of velus for a step-parent. So what type of a velus must be shown for a step-parent? So if you look at number 6 here, and the Shulchan Aruch writes, this is referring to an in-law, but whatever halachas apply to a velus for an in-law extend itself to the velus of a step-parent. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Avelus, number 6. Marin ktsas avelus ba'atzman kol shavua
hashana. It is,
yeah.
We're going the other way.
No. We already know it's a given that there's a requirement or a minog to have partial avelus for an in-law. That's a given. Now he's saying, if that's the case, kal v'chomer, one should show at least that amount of avelus for a step-parent, if not more.
But you told me the step-parent was, or why do we need a proof? I thought you told me the step-parent was also already a derisa.
It is, so that's the extension. For whatever reason, the Mechaber only writes halacha of avelus by an in-law. We don't know about a step-parent. Pesachei Teshuva says it's obvious, it's kal v'chomer, it didn't need to be said, or just learned. So either way, so what is the halacha that exists by an in-law? So says the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Avelus number 6, Marin ktsas avelus ba'atzman kol shavu harishona. One shows partial avelus for the first week until Matzei Shabbos for an in-law. Dehainu ad achar Shabbos harishon, after the first Shabbos, She'einan rochs, and one does not bathe for those few days. And ein meshanan ktsas bigdem, some of his clothing, don't wear laundered clothing. Kemo b'shar Shabbos, like other Shabbos is, that's the all yet one has to keep for an in-law. And then that would be the case for a step-parent as well for the first couple days of Shiva. Okay. So that's all the halachas of a step-parent. The requirement of respect. Now we're going to move on to the other halacha that's learned from the pasuk of an older brother. We said above in the beginning of the Gemara in Ketubas Daf Kuf Gimel that we learn from the pasuk Kabed es avicha vesimecha that es comes to include a stepmother, esimecha comes to include a stepfather. The letter vav in vesimecha, that vav is including an achiv hagadol, achich hagadol, your older brother. So the older brother, there's a requirement. So the interesting Ramban here, and his language very important when it comes to Yaakov and Esav. Esav was the older brother, you know, machlokes, but he was born first. Yaakov bought the rights. But when Yaakov went to go greet Esav, and he was very concerned that he was going to attack him, you know, he set up gifts, and he sent messengers to show respect to Esav. So look at the language Ramban points out, number 7. Tomrim laduni le'esav. Yaakov gives the following message to his shluchim. When you go see Esav, refer to him as my master. Adoni Esav, Ko'amar avdecha Yaakov, so says your servant Yaakov, I am your servant. Tzivo sam shiyomu laduni la'esav anachnu. He told them, tell Esav that he's my master. Now, we all would explain that this is because he was scared of Esav. He's showing respect. He was a Russia. He was powerful. When you speak to a king, you want to show respect to them. Ramban says this wasn't just a respect out of fear. It was respect because Esav was the older brother. Look what he writes to the bottom of number 7 here, the bold. Vida, one should know. Ki hakavod hazeh shehaya Yaakov ose la'achiv, that honor which Yaakov showed Esav bepachtaso lemer adoni avadcha, because he was so scared of Esav, bavur ki haminog b'tzayir, the minog of the younger brother, la'seis mal avakavod, to show respect and honor, el ha-bechor, to show honor to the older brother, the bechor, the oldest brother, ki'ilu hu aviv. So we just see already rooted back from Yaakov, there's such a practice, and the language of it as if he's your father. Ki'ilu hu aviv. What does that mean exactly? So we're going to see a little bit later, is the respect one shows the oldest brother, is that because he deserves respect, he's the bechor? Or because somehow the bechor represents the father? What if the father's out of the picture, where there still be a requirement to show honor to an older brother? If the kavod of the Achav Gadol comes from the father itself, if the father's dead, there's no requirement to show respect. But if the honor that one has to show an older brother is irrespective of the father, then even if father's dead, one must still show respect to the Achav Gadol. So that's the background. Well, exactly, we'll get very good. We'll get to that in just a second. So just the Shulchan Aruch paskins this lahalacha, number 8, in terms of the honor one must show the older brother. Chayiv Adam b'chvod Achiv Agada, one must show respect to his older brother. Bein shu Achiv mi'aviv, whether it's a half brother, they only share the same father but different mothers. Bein shu Achiv mi'ima, whether it's a half brother that they only share the same mother, a half brother one must show honor to an older brother. And then the Ramah adds, v'afilu hakatan, even if you are the younger brother, or the younger brother is a tamd chacham v'gada b'torah, the younger brother is greater. He surpassed his older brother in his accomplishments in Ruchnis, Yosem and Agadel. There is still a requirement to show respect. It's not anything to do with his respect because his accomplishments in learning. A brother who's older, you must show respect, regardless of who's greater or not. So that's the halach. So now, Mati asks, what about an older sister? So Achaz Gedola. So Birki Yosef, the Chida weighs in on this. The Chida writes in number 9, Yeshlach. When we say brother in the Gemara in Ksubas, is it lav dafka, but hu adin achosa gadola, whoever's the oldest. You know, my family, my sister's the oldest. My children, my daughter's the oldest. So does that mean she deserves the respect? Achicha hagadol? Oh, maybe dilma achiv hagadol dafka. Maybe it only means the oldest brother, but if the oldest one is a girl, it wouldn't be subject to this requirement. Achachosa gadola, ein achayv lechvata. So this question is raised by the Birkei Yosef. Does one have to show respect if the oldest child is a girl? So the Birkei Yosef concludes that one should show respect to the oldest sister. And he brings an interesting raya from this, related to some of the parshas we find ourselves in right now, with Aaron and Moshe and Miriam. In particular, when it came to Miriam and speaking bad about her younger brother Moshe, which we'll see in some time from now, but we're at least from the parshas of those siblings right now. So there's a very strange comment the Rama makes in talking about when Miriam received Taras, and based on that, the Chida makes the Dik. So take a look at number 9, the underline, for his proof that one should show respect to an older sister. Hayam makam lehavi smach. We could bring some type of remez, a connection, to hu adin dechayv lechaber achos agdol, that one should, in fact, show respect to an older sister. Mimasha kosev ha-Rambam sof hilchos tumas tzaras. What does the Rambam write there? His boner, let's understand. This is the Rambam's language. My ira lemirim hanaviyah. What happened to Mirim hanaviyah? She dibra ba'achiha she gadola mimeno. She spoke about her brother, about whom she was older than him, b'shanim in years, the galasa bein birka, and she raised him, and yet still she got tzaras, and because she was in trouble for speaking lashon hara. So he's wondering, the Birkei Yosef, he's wondering, why is the Rambam talking about who's older, who's not? What's that? Why is that relevant? Mirim spoke lashon hara about somebody else. She spoke about her brother. She spoke about her younger brother. Why is the Rambam emphasizing the fact that she's older than him? The implication is that maybe there might be a heter. This is not a shir in Hilchos Lashon Hara. But maybe because she's older than Moshe, she had greater rights and she deserved more respect. And that maybe gave her the right to speak Lashon Hara. Kamashma on that, no, it doesn't make a difference. But the fact that Rambam's putting the, you know, the framework that she's older might be an implication that the younger brother must honor even an older sister. And that's what he writes, the last line here, number 9, mashmaktsas. It implies a little bit. Again, it's not a strong raya at all. But the Kavanas HaRambam, Lomar, she achosa gedola, the Miriam was the older sister, v'hu, Moshe, chai b'chvodo, v'od she galasa ben birka. So therefore, maybe there's a reason to allow for some leniencies for Miriam, kamashblan, that's not the case, but that was the smach, he writes, but he does think that there is a requirement to show honor to an older sister, yes.
What's the tachlis on respect? Is it drinking the wine first and eating the bread first, or is it being able to have the power of the medical proxy? I mean, what's the tachlis of respecting an older sibling?
No.
Standing for an aliyah,
yeah, it could be standing for aliyah, could be, you know, not contradicting their words, not sitting in their seat, perhaps. All the things we find by a parent might extend itself to a sibling.
Are there any legal ramifications for inheritance?
Inheritance,
or for rights?
Well, inheritance, bechor gets pishnayim.
Take care of the parents, you know, when you're having an argument, one sibling holds this, right. One holds.
Not to my knowledge, but in those conversations, discussions, and arguments, one should show respect to anyone in general. But does that mean that the older sibling has more rights? Not the case. Let's say the younger sibling's a doctor and the older sibling's, I don't know, a businessman. So you imagine the doctor might know more about this area. Doesn't mean we always give in to the oldest brother. So it's an interesting discussion. I don't think that would be in the realm of respect, and monetarily as well. Monetarily, the Torah tells us the Bechor gets Pishnaim. If there's no will and testament, so then the oldest brother gets Pishnaim, but an oldest daughter would not get Pishnaim. If there's a will, it's whatever the will says, one has to listen to. So I don't think it goes beyond just showing basic respect that we've been discussing by a parent in general. Now, that being said, even though...
I don't know, we've seemed to do it in our family. Is this a halakhic thing or a custom thing? With the wine and the bread and who eats first and everything like that.
Yeah, I think that's
a thing.
Again, some people do it. I know, like, Havdalah, there's Besamim. It's an interesting question to go from the oldest to the youngest. I've seen it before. In my family, we don't do this because there's another concern of Ein Mavir Na'al Mitzvah, which means that if you have a mitzvah presented yourself, you shouldn't pass over it. So showing respect to an older sibling seemingly shouldn't override you missing out on an opportunity for a mitzvah. So we do in our house when we pass, like, say, the cups of wine or grape juice down, whoever gets it first drinks it. Even though it might show Derech Eretz, you should pass it to the person later on, but you have an opportunity of the mitzvah to drink first. So it's understood that when you're not passing it down in our house, you're not showing disrespect, you're not showing lack of Derech Eretz, we in our house, you drink it, it comes to your table first. You drink it first. But some people like to pass it around from oldest to youngest. In my house, we don't do that. We go in order, we give it to first my wife, and then from there, whoever gets next in terms of smelling basamim.
Same with the bread?
Bread as well, yeah. We just give an order, we give my wife first, and then I put it in a basket, and then whoever gets it, they just take it and pass it around. So again, the underlying point is that there's a certain respect one should show the oldest siblings, but we'll see in a second, it might only be the oldest brother. Let's say there are 5 brothers, so you only have to show honor maybe to the oldest brother, but not to the second or third oldest brother. We'll get to that in just a second, but it wouldn't seem to be the correct thing to do, but I know people do have such a minhag. Okay, now the Pesach Teshuva in regards to an older sister, he does not think there's a requirement to show respect to their older sister, which is why I don't show respect to my older sister either. But either way, the Pesach Teshuva does say that, that being said, one should show anyways. Look at the Pesach Teshuva. He says, "D'dafka la'achiv ha'gadol chayv l'chabed," only to one oldest brother does one have a requirement to show honor. "V'lo la'achos ha'gadola, rak miderech eretz, shelo l'daber b'fnei misha gadol m'menem." It's tam derech eretz. You know, that's the thing. But al tachiv midaraisa, to show honor to the older sister, it doesn't exist. Derech Eretz exists at different levels. You certainly should show Derech Eretz to older siblings. Now, what about other brothers?
Sorry to ask you again. So what's the difference between Derech Eretz and respect tachlis? What's the difference? When the rabbi just said a second ago, I don't show to my older sister because there's no, it doesn't seem
right. Is there an afkamina between showing honor because the Torah tells me to, or showing honor because it's just regular Derech Eretz? I don't have a good example, but to override kibra achosa gadol, it'd be much harder to override that mitzvah. If it's derech eretz, then there's more leeway. I don't have a good example, but there's more leeway to do away derech eretz for some need as opposed to a mitzvah of honoring an older sister. So again, something to keep in mind, there are different levels of where that chiyuv comes from. Anyone older than you? No, not necessarily. Someone who's old, whatever that old means, But if a 10-year-old doesn't not need to show honor necessarily to an 11-year-old, any different than his own 10-year-old friend. But when it comes to someone who's reached a certain age, or a parent or a grandparent or an older sibling, that becomes a little bit more highlighted than just an older friend, I think. Of course, everyone should always have derech eretz, but the question is, when do you, you know, give away? When if there's tension, when do you kind of be mevater versus someone older or someone who's a contemporary? So now, other shar achim, other brothers, is there a requirement to show honor to an older brother who is not the oldest brother? And here we have a machlokas as well. The Gilead Maharsha, one of the mefarshim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, in number 11, writes, "Hayinu acharishon v'lo hasheni." The requirement midiraisa to honor a achiv gadol is only the oldest brother, not the second, third, or fourth. Afshe gadol mimenu b'shanim, there is no chiv midiraisa to show honor to them. Again, this should be derech eretz still, but there is no chiv midiraisa. And the Tshuva Shevet Levi, he writes in number 12, he paskins, he goes back and forth, he paskins, kan mitzadeh, reading just the bold, lehalacha dechayiv lechaber gam achos legdol, a person should show respect to his oldest sister, v'chein lechal achiv agdol mimenu b'shanim, and all those older siblings, older brothers, who are all older than him, a person should show honor, and he thinks that is rooted in the din deraisa of kaved es avicha, in ve'esimecha, including even the achiv hagadol. And let's finish with one last piece here. We said before, mentioned earlier, when it comes to showing honor to a brother, we raise the chakir. The Ramban said, when you show honor to an older brother, it's ki'ilu you're showing honor to your father. It's a very strange, very interesting language, show honor to your father. And we said, does that mean showing honor to an older brother? Is that an extension of showing honor to the father? Or no, are we saying showing honor to a brother is an independent mitzvah? And there are two nafkaminas. One nafkamina we said earlier, if the father dies, is there a requirement to show honor to your older brother anymore? So according to the Ramban, the halacha would be no, because the requirement to show honor to a brother is only an extension of the father. The father's dead, so then the brother has no chiyuv to show honor. But if you assume that the requirement to show honor to an older brother is independent, irrespective of the father, then even after the father dies, one would have to show respect to the older brother. One final nafkamina is brought down by the Minchas Chinuch, mechila. What happens if the father's mochel? He says, you know what, you don't have to show honor to the bachor. Don't show honor to them. Does one have to listen to the father? Can one listen or not? So the Minchas Chinuch writes, we'll read this number 13, we'll finish with this. He writes as follows. Im aviv mochel eino tzarech lechabit es eshet aviv. The father says, you know what, you don't have to show honor to his wife, your stepmother. V'chein im ha'em mocheles, or if the mother says, don't show respect to her husband, your stepfather. Kevin da kibud chozerach machmas kibud ha'avo, since the requirement to show honor to a stepparent is only from the parent itself, you can listen to them, that's fine. Now jump down a line to the end. Ach be'achiv, when it comes to an older brother, im nomar de'eino machmas kibud ha'avos, the requirement to show honor to an older brother is not because it's an extension of the father, rak gzer sakasev, to honor directly a older brother. Im kain ein rashai litzayis of, if you can't listen to your parents, they say don't honor your brother. Im retonim shalachab, if they don't want you to honor them, it's ki'ilu kamerlo la'av or al divrei Torah. It's like they're telling you, violate nisadet deraisa, eat treif, steal, mechal shabbos, dein rashai litzayis lahem. So this would be another nafkamina again. If the parents say, we're mochel on the kavod to the older brother, if that kavod comes from the father, then you could listen to them. The kavod comes because of gzeres hakasev, of an independent mitzvah, then one would not be able to listen to the parents and would have to still show proper respect to an older brother. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem, no, not Mitzvah Hashem, but there will be no...